You have spoken, YouTube has answered. Every time you type in something to the search bar in YouTube, it lets me know what my demographic are looking for. That means you, I don't mean to call you a demographic, I just mean that it thinks it knows best about what content I should be making, and therefore it guesses what content it should push out to those people who are typing in the search terms. Maybe not just to my channel, but into YouTube in general. And so it seems to think that these 12 things are right now are the most popular search terms. And so what I'm going to do in this video is address each one. And rather than creating all that content, right, separately, I've pretty much covered most of them. So what I'm going to do is read them out one by one, and after I've read them, I'll talk about it a little bit, and then I will link you to a video that's most relevant for that video, for that search term. Does that make sense? Right, the most popular search term was how to improve communication skills. I think that's a good one. This is a good channel to be on for communication skills. However, specifically, I cover voice. Right? So this channel is Vocabilities, Improve Your Voice. It's all about working the vocal instrument, the mechanism, the body that you inhabit and in order to create sound and words. So my part of communication in the skill set is that. However, I have covered many videos on communication skills in different parts of public speaking, verbal cues and physical cues as well. So this video here is actually very insightful. It goes through many different areas of communication skills and things that could be of benefit to you. So if that's what you're here for, if that's what brought you to the channel, check it out. And by the way, I should say now at this point also, if you don't hear anything in this list that you came here for, then leave a comment and let me know what it is you're here for, and I'll see if I can address it or pass you on to the right thing, okay? Number two, voice exercises for clear voice speaking. Now, this is something I've probably covered more than anything else on this channel, so I can go straight to this one here, voice exercises for clear voice speaking. So if it's for better articulation, pronunciation, enunciation, you need to work on your articulation, right? And for most people, that's what brought them here. So this is a fairly recent video. Hopefully that's going to give you all you need, at least a better understanding, if not a physical workout that will help you produce sound more effectively, more clearly, more on the button. Number three, how to improve English speaking skills. Now, this is one, it's a bit difficult for me because I don't necessarily do English language training, although my training is in the English language. If you're here because you want to improve your English speaking, I don't do too much stuff on accents per se, but I did do one video on the most popular English speaking accent, which is RP, received pronunciation. And when most people are talking about learning the English language, that's what they're talking about. So that video should be helpful for those guys. Number four, spoken English learning videos. Do you know what? I'm going to link you to the same video, because if you're here to improve your English as a second language, I guess that then you want something that's going to help you pronounce words more effectively in the English language, and that's the video for you. Number five, shadowing English speaking practice. Now, again, I don't want to send you to the same video, because if you're looking at shadowing English speaking practice, it's likely that you're trying to find someone to copy. Is that right? I'm not too sure what the term shadowing means in this context. I've not come across it before. Shadowing English speaking practice. Someone's typed that in. It's actually a very popular term if it's come up on my trends page. In analytics, shadowing. I guess that means finding someone to copy so you can practice through what they're doing. And if that's the case, then I might actually put you onto this video here. It's the most popular video on my channel, and it's going to go over ways that you can take from other speakers and use it for yourself. And if it's just for language or even for characteristics or something else, it's going to give you a nice little kick up the arse with regards to daily practice and finding a routine that's going to serve you in developing new ways of talking. Okay, and the same goes for the next one, I think, which is how to speak English fluently and confidently. Another one in English, right? So go to this video here. It's going to just give you the impetus to put into practice what it is you want to do, because if you want to improve your English, you've got to just practice it, right? And actually, I think there's another one here, number seven. Number seven is how to sound confident when speaking. Now, this is one that I cover a lot in my public speaking lessons, because I cover what I call the three P's, right? Physiology of the public speaking, the psychology of public speaking, and the performative aspects of public speaking. Physiology, physical, psychological, emotional, thoughts, feelings, and the performance, as in the technical, the actual structure of speech and what you do in order to better affect your audience. So like rhetoric, for example. Now, those three P's, pick any two of those and it's going to improve the third one. If you're really good technically and you've got a great voice, your confidence will come out of that. If you've got a great voice and you're very confident, your performance will be easier to manage. And then if you're very confident and you're really technically brilliant, it's not necessarily going to make your voice any better, but with confidence, you are getting out of your own way. You're less limiting yourself. You're not so blocked. So your voice will open up to you. But I would say that how to sound confident when speaking would be an amalgamation of the first two. And this video here is going to talk about those and give you some exercises you can do to figure out what, which side of the confidence. Right, my camera got full and ran out of power. So where were we? We were on how to sound confident when speaking, and I passed through a video there. Right. 8, English conversation practice. Go out and practice speaking English with someone in English. That's how you practice. That's the only way to do it. Don't watch a video on how to practice. Go and practice. Okay, I'm not going to say anymore. I'm not going to link you to any videos. 9, how to improve vocal tone for speaking. Ah, vocal tone. Now, this could mean your attitude, the way you're addressing people when you speak. That's one idea of tone, but also there's the tone in which you, the variety of tones that you use. Perhaps you're a monotone and you speak all in one level like this, maybe one pace, and you don't change up and down, and all of a sudden you sound a bit boring, maybe. I feel I'm quite expressive and dynamic when I speak, and I think I've got multiple tones, but that's just the way I am, and I've developed that over a long time. However, if I don't know whether or not people who are typing in how to improve vocal tone mean one or the other or something else. So I've got a video that actually goes over many different types of what intonation or tone could be, and that's going to solve this question for you. Next is the how to English speaking easily. Who's typing that in? How to English speaking easily. Come on. Practice. 11, how to make your voice sound better when singing. How to make your voice sound better when singing. This is a good one, but my channel is not necessarily for singers. I'm not a singing teacher. It's a very different skill set. But I would say that the foundational work that I do, for example, in my 8-week course, which is just still the most powerful online course out there for the body, for the physical instrument and improving your voice, it's transformational. This is good for singers and speakers, right? It's the same work, because I got some of these exercises from opera singers when I worked at the Royal Opera House in London, and from the English National Opera, and some of the people who trained me, who were also rock and opera coaches. So some of my early training in singing has been from varying styles of singing. And so I've put a lot of that work into the 8-week course. It's not just from actor training and speaking training. So you get a good mix, a good blend of the stuff that's worked for me, because I've performed in front of 3.5 million people live. So I performed in front of people. I know what it is to use my voice. And I've only added work that's worked for me in the field. So this video here is a really good, like, all-round warm-up that's going to go through a full body exercises that anyone, like a singer or a speaker, will benefit from. So if you really want to learn how to make your voice sound better, it's less about the technical and more about what you do with the instrument. So when you've made the instrument, if you've kind of made your body aligned, relaxed, ready, limber, hydrated and warm, you're going to be better, you're going to sound better. Right? It's really quite simple. What you learn after that is, you know, practice. And I would say go and get personal lessons, because that's the best way to learn. Or join a choir. Right, last one. How to speak slowly and confidently. I can tell you quite simply, slow down your breath. Your voice will follow. But this video here is really going to be a game changer for learning how to do that. Thank you for watching. It's Friday night. I'm not going to make this video a third time, so if this doesn't work, you're probably not going to see it, and therefore, well, who am I talking to? Anyway, have a great weekend. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.